The Buddha looked for honesty in his students. As he once said, let an observant person come, one is neither fraudulent nor deceitful, but of a straightforward nature. I will teach that person the Dhamma. Practicing as taught, he no long time rightly knows, rightly sees. Oh, this is how there is released from the bond of ignorance. So if you want to be released from that bond, you have to start out by being observant and of a straightforward nature. The Buddha's instructions to Rahula are basically instructions in how to do that. What to be observant of, how to be honest. You look at your intentions before you act on them. And you ask yourself, this is the action I want to do, body, speech, and mind, will it lead to my own harm or to the harm of others, the harm of both? If you see that it'll lead to harm or affliction, you don't do it. If you don't see that it's going to cause any harm, you go ahead and do it. While you're doing it, you ask yourself, this action that I'm doing, does it lead to affliction for myself, for others, or both? And you see that some unexpected harm does come up, you stop. You don't see any harm, you continue. When the action is done, you reflect back. This action that I did it lead to harm or affliction for myself or for others, or both? If you see that it did lead to harm, you go talk it over. If it was a bodily action or a verbal action, you talk it over with someone who's more advanced in the path. If it's a mental action, you just have a sense of shame around it, healthy shame, realizing that the action was beneath you, and then you resolve not to repeat it. If you don't see any harm, take joy in the fact that your training is succeeding, and continue training day and night, joyfully. In other words, when you do something right, you're happy that it's right, but you're not satisfied. There's more to be done. But the important thing is that you are honest with yourself about your mistakes, and that you're not ashamed to admit them to others, because we're here to train. The Buddha uses that image of training again and again and again. So we're like elephants being trained, we're like horses being trained for our own good. The problem is our society tends to teach us to be unobservant and sometimes deceitful. The attitude often is, if you admit to a mistake, it's held against you. If you admit to having done something wrong, it's held against you. So you try to deny it. The people who can get away with denying it are the ones who don't have to suffer. That's the attitude. We see this in some families more than others. But we definitely see it in our courts of law. If you can deny something thoroughly enough, you get off scot-free. At least that's the attitude of the law. That's the attitude of human societies all over the place. But of course, you're not free from the karma. There's a reality there that hiding things doesn't really make go away. And that's the attitude that the Buddha has, wants us to develop. Our mistakes are serious enough, that our actions are serious enough, that we can cause ourselves a lot of harm if we don't learn how to admit mistakes and learn from them. You see this in the Buddha's analogies. You see it in the way offenses are judged in the Sangha. This is one of those areas where it's good for everybody to know about the Vinaya, because it teaches the right attitudes. One of the principles is that a person cannot be punished for an action that he doesn't admit. Now, on the surface, that sounds like it allows him to get away with something. But he's not getting away with anything. If he actually committed an offense and doesn't make amends, the offense is still there. And it festers. If it's a serious enough offense, the kind of offense that would make him no longer a monk, but he continues acting like a monk, he's created a lot of bad karma. If it's a middling offense, what they call sankharisesa, and he doesn't admit it, then the punishment he's supposed to undergo gets added day by day by day. One day is added for each day that he doesn't admit it. It piles up. It piles up in the mind. And if you deny it to yourself, if you hide it from yourself, There's large areas of the mind that just don't get trained. So the attitude is, we're here to help one another. When an offense is being judged, the monks who are judging the potential offender have to have an attitude of goodwill toward him. They have to have the attitude, we're not here to punish the guy, make him suffer. We're here to get him out of the offense so he can continue his training. Buddha gives some analogies. The thoroughbred horse is one who shows his tricks and deceits to the trainer so the trainer can straighten them out. In the same way, a person practicing the Dharma shows his or her tricks and deceits to the teacher so the teacher can straighten them out. If you don't show them, if you don't admit them, nothing gets straightened out. They become an obstacle. There's another analogy of the unruly horse. He's hooked up to the chariot. The charioteer says, go. And the horse backs up, runs his hindquarters against the chariot. That, the Buddha says, is an analogy for someone who denies having done something that he actually did. So it's seen as an act of wisdom and not as a mark against you to admit your mistakes, because then you can do something about them. We're here to be trained. It's our faults that are getting in the way of seeing the release from the bondage of ignorance. So try to develop that attitude. That we're here to train, and it's best to admit your mistakes. It's best to learn how to see them to begin with. That's what the instructions for a ruler are for. Look at your actions. Look at your intentions before you act. Look at what you're doing while you're acting. Look at the results when the action is done. Take responsibility. Notice in each case, this action that I want to do, this action that I am doing, this action that I have done. You take responsibility. And then you see if it causes any harm, okay, then you can talk it over. And you can learn. If you don't want to see the harm you've done and actually deny it, then you don't learn anything new. We're here to learn. We're not here to be already good. We're here to become better. That's the right attitude. That's the noble attitude. The attitude of saying, I'm already good. I haven't done anything wrong. That's the unruly horse. So what you're going to be, a thoroughbred or an unruly horse? Try to take on the attitude that the monks have when dealing with offenses. Freely admit them so we can learn. We're here to be trained. There's nothing to be ashamed about having made a mistake. What's to be really ashamed about is if you deny it, because that gets in the way of learning. The purpose of the training is to make you free. And when you don't admit your mistakes, you're standing in the way of your own freedom.